past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowds of people, past the priests who sing your praise. We hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Take me into the holies of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holies of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Take me past the outer courts. Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowds of people, past the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Take me into the holies of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you, Lord, I worship you, I worship you, for your name is holy, you are holy. Your name is holy, for your name is holy. You are holy, the Lord. This is my desire to honor. Every breath that I take, every moment. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I want to live for you.
Father, we want to come before you just to thank you again, Lord, for an opportunity to come into your presence. For Lord, it is in your presence that everything is made right once again, Lord. So we want to come fully submissive to your word tonight, Lord, and asking that you be merciful unto us. Have mercy, Lord, upon each and every person that's here, Lord, and receive us even as we worship you, Lord. We want to commit our brother into your hand that's leading us in songs. I pray, Father, for your spirit to lead and to guide him, Lord, and to strengthen him and to anoint him mightily, Lord. That, Father, it would be you leading us in these songs. I pray, Father, for the congregation, that it may be, Lord, that we will be in one accord, and that, Father, when the preaching of the word comes, it will just lift us from where we are to a higher ground. Be merciful now and bless our brother Maxwell, even as he waits upon thee, O God. Anoint him, Father, Lord, that he may be used of you tonight. We commit the saints that are not here into your hands, remembering, O Father, that you may watch over them, Lord, as we commit them to you. Bless even our brother George, who said who could not make it, Lord. Even our pastor who's caught up with work, we commit them into your hands, Lord. I pray that you would make a way for our brethren, O Father, for how we love to worship you together with them, O Father, and every other person that's not here, Lord, we commit them into your hands. Watch over us now, Lord, even as we commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can I get key A, please? We'll start with Great Change Since I Was Born. Amen.
I go them no more. The places
places I used to go, I go there no more. Cause there's a great change since I was born. Great change in my life. Great change since I was born. Great change since I was born. There's a great change since I was born. There's a great change since I was born. Ooh, I am under the rock. The rock that's higher than I, Jehovah. That's higher than I. Jehovah, hide me. I am on the rock. Go tell my enemies I am on the rock. Jehovah, hide me. I am on the rock. And in that rock shadow, I will abide. Oh, when the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will. Oh, in that rock I will hide. In that shadow I will abide. Oh, when the storms of life come sweeping over me, in the rock I will hide. And there is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the whiter than snow. There's power in the There is power, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Power in the blood. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in that precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you deserve, oh Jesus, your King. Power in the blood, power, power, wonder-working power in that blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in that precious blood. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad. Christ is the way that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, Christ is the way, Lord.
You are so precious.
with your Spirit here before us. In righteousness will rise and sing. My boat of life, my boat of life, sails the seldom sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into wind, oh, I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. He can come. To shine again, and I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. Expected storm may drive me from the heights. It can bring me low, but can never bring me down. Touching your grace, oh, in the presence, oh God. In your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to go where the rivers cannot overflow me, where my feet are on. Where the blazing fire cannot burn me. In your presence, oh God. In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord. That's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh Lord, in your presence, oh God. Where the flood of evil cannot reach me, where I'm covered by. Oh, I want to be where the schemes of darkness cannot touch me. In your presence, oh God. That's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God.
In your presence, oh God. God richly bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We thank the Lord. We are back in His presence.
Amen.
And as we have just sang, in His presence, we are strong. In His presence, that's where we belong. Amen. So tonight, as we have come, we know that He has called us. And we have responded. We thank the Lord for keeping us through the day. And this evening, we heard that call and we've just come to His presence this evening. We thank the Lord for all that He has done for us. The week now is in the middle of the week. But we have had a wonderful time in His presence. From the Sunday and morning manners, everything, He has really blessed us. And we believe this evening also, as we stand in His presence, He's going to bless us. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads and let's pray. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you once again that grace has been sufficient for us. The Lord, you have called us, oh, to come to your presence this evening. this is the place where we belong, God. So, Lord, as we have come to this place, we know that, Lord, we will never go back the same. We have come as your sheep upon your pasture. And we know that, Lord, there is always food for your children, O God. So, Lord, we have come, with all humility, that, Lord, with all reverence, obedience, that, Lord Jesus, you will have your own way this evening with us, O God. Lord, we pray that, O God, our hearts will be grounds where, Lord, is so prepared, O God, that it will receive your word, which is a seed, O God, that when it falls upon, these good grounds, Lord, it will surely, Lord, bring the fruits thereof, O God. So, Lord, we surrender all to you this evening, and this moment we want to remember our brethren who are not here, some that have traveled to their homes, Lord. We commit all of them into your hands. Those who are because of jobs and other things, they weren't able to come, Lord, reach them wherever they are. And we commit our pastor also, Lord, and his family, Lord, into your hands, that you be with them also, God. So now, Lord, as we are here now, we surrender all to you. Your servant, Lord, as I stand here, God, Father, I want not to be heard, O God. We want to hear from you. So, Lord, speak to us by your word, O God, this evening. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 As we are standing, we shall read the two scriptures. Today also I brought my old laptop here, praise God, and because my printer is still giving me some problems. Amen. So we shall read the first text, Matthew 11. Sorry. Matthew 11, we shall read from 21. To 24, and then we shall read Matthew, the same Matthew again, 11:28. Amen. So let's hear the word of God. Matthew 11, reading from verse 21. It said, "Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, my, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." Serious. Amen. Capernaum. My. Praise the Lord. Now coming down to 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Amen. Shall we bow down? Dear Lord Jesus, when we read such things, O God, our hearts begin to beat, Lord. But Father, we thank you, the Lord. Grace has been sufficient for us. The Lord, you have kept us under, your guidance, Lord. We thank you, we bless you for this word, O God. Lord, now let us know, O God, what you meant by all these things, Lord. That, Father, we will keep those things, Lord. That, Father, we will be able to know that if we stray, Lord, it's going to be a judgment, Lord, unto us. So, Father, help us this evening as we surrender all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? We have a topic. A heaven of rest. Amen. Amen. A heaven of rest. Now, tonight, brethren, you are welcome to the house of God. And tonight, let us look at something. To bring ourselves to remembrance. Amen. What grace has done for us by way of salvation. It's always very important that a believer will bring himself or herself to that place of remembrance. What grace has done for you and has brought you to this time where you are. Because when you are able to bring yourself to that place of remembrance, it helps you to give an unbridled appreciation, amen, and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Sacrifice that really fits to be given to the Lord. When you bring yourself to a place of remembrance, you begin to look back how God brought you to where you are today. Amen. That makes you, helps you to what? Give the right sacrifice and worship unto him, because you were lost, but now you are found. Because you were blind, but now you can see. Amen. But we have to always put that remembrance upon us so that it keeps us to be able to give the best that is in us to the Lord for all that he has done for us. Amen. Because we never did anything. Nothing good was in us. But it was through his grace that he has made us what we are today. Amen. So you could see that Apostle Paul himself, he was giving the same admonishment, admonishing Timothy, which we can read from 2 Timothy 1:6. Where he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gifts of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. See, Apostle Paul also admonishing Timothy to bring him to remembrance. See, praise the Lord. At the same time also, we can look at what Peter also said in 2 Peter 1, 12 and 13. The same thing he said, wherefore, 2 Peter 1, 12 and 13. He said, wherefore I will not be negligent, see, to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them. You see, it's something that you know. Remembrance is something you already know, but you see, sometimes those things become dormant. Praise the Lord. It becomes dormant, so we need to bring those things to remembrance all the time to keep it alive in us. So look at what Peter is saying, that I will not be negligent, see, to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. See, verse 13, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. So it's very important. Look at the way how Peter is stressing on this, that it will be negligent on his part if he is not able to put us into remembrance. Amen. Though it's something we know already, But we need to be put in remembrance of those things. Amen. Praise God. That's why we come here every day. Praise the Lord. So that we will be established in the present truth. See. And then Apostle Peter said his second epistle. Let's go to 2 Peter. He said his second epistle. Yeah, 1 Peter, 2 Peter 3, 1 and 2. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir you up your pure minds by way of remembrance. You see. So the second epistle was meant for what? To bring us to remembrance of the things which we already know, but yet, see, so it's something really very, very important. Then the second verse is that, that ye may be mindful of the words, see, which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Amen. See, the things that you have already heard, it's always important to bring yourself to that place of remembrance all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then let's look at what Jude also said. Jude 1, 5 and 6. Let's listen to what Jude also said. He said, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this. You see, they are almost all the time saying the same thing. Yeah. Amen. That shows the moving of the Spirit. Praise God. See, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, take notice of this, brother. Having saved the people, amen, out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Amen. These people could not bring themselves to remembrance of the things that the Lord God had done for them. Right from what? Egypt. They've forgotten Goshen, what happened in Goshen? Amen. They've forgotten all the 10 plagues that came upon the land of Egypt, but none one of them never touched them. They've forgotten all these things because they weren't able to bring themselves to that place of remembrance. They've forgotten how, when there was no way, but God made a way for them through the Red Sea. Oh my. And that day, even when they had crossed the Red Sea, at the other side, Miriam took a tambourine and they were all praising God. They've forgotten all these things. Amen. Because they weren't able to bring themselves into remembrance. And so what happened? Said God destroyed them. So it's something very important, my brother, my sister. See, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this. I'm still reading from Jude. How that the Lord, having saved the people of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. See. Verse 6. See. And then the angels that which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, see, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Amen. So, brethren, it's always good to put ourselves into remembrance. And the word of God is there for us to study, to know that that God that we are serving, he changeth not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in the beginning, he will continue to do it till the end. Amen. And so we read about these three cities Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. We've read about them. Amen. And let's look at what Jesus was saying about. It's all because they never put themselves into remembrance. Amen. That standing before them, that the apostles of old, they have prophesied that a Messiah is coming. And when he comes, these are the things that you do. Look at that Samaritan woman at the well. Was able even to know, to recognize that we know that when he comes, he will do all these things. And then the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priest, and all those people weren't able to what? To remember. Oh my brother. Look at this poor lady, a sinner as she is. Amen. Was able to know that this one said, I perceive you are a prophet. Praise the Lord. See. And then this man was standing in their presence, doing all these things. And Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, they never recognize it. My brother, it's for our example. And look at what Jesus was telling Chorazin and Bethsaida. He said, the things, these mighty works that have been done within you, Chorazin, Bethsaida, the mighty things, the mighty works that have been done, performed before your eyes, if it were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have what? Long time put sackcloth upon themselves and would have repented. My. Praise the Lord. And Tyre and Sidon were cities of what? The Samaritans. The Gentiles. And how true it is. Because one time when Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus walked through the coast of Tyre and Sidon. A woman came out. Praise the Lord. When a woman heard that Jesus had come along their coast, this woman came and following Jesus said, Lord, oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. My daughter is vexed with the devil. We all know. Let's reach that place. Amen. Look at that faith. And so what Jesus is saying here is very true. That the mighty works that were done in you, Chorazin and Bethsaida, if it were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have what? Repented. Yeah. Let's read something from Matthew 15. 15:21. Praise the Lord. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, the son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered him not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she is crying after us. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. Amen. See? Worshipped him. So I didn't come because of you. But yet this woman came and worshipped him. Saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet, lady, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to you dogs. My. And she said, truth, Lord. Amen. As the prophet said, he said, faith will always acknowledge the word of God to be the truth. Amen. Because this woman's faith Nothing, you see, no hindrance. Nothing could hinder her. That's what the prophet said. He said, faith will always acknowledge the word of God to be the truth. And so he said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Now listen to what Jesus said. Amen. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. So you see what Jesus was saying. Amen. That if the things that these miracles, these great works that have been done in you, Chorazin and Bethsaida, if it were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have what? They would have put sackcloth upon their heads and prayed and would have repented. Amen. That's the answer. It's very true what he's saying. Now let's come to Capernaum. Amen. Oh my. My brother, I always say, I thank God that I've had this experience. I believe one of these days, all of us would have to go to that place. I had experience to be in Capernaum. Amen. Before you enter the place, it's there on top there, the town of Jesus. Amen. And I've stood in the ruins of that great synagogue that Jesus stood and preached. I went to the sepulcher and stood there. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. It's a great experience, my brother. Amen. Amen. Great, great, great experience. I see Michael nodding his head. Amen. It was a great experience. And when you compare to the place where we lodged, Tiberias, you see, Tiberias accepted Jesus. They believed Jesus. And when you look at that city, oh my, from the shores of Galilee, it's a mountain like this. And so you'll be either descending down, descending to the shores of Galilee, or when you are going out of the city, you have to be climbing, climbing, climbing. And look at the city just like that. Oh my, beautiful. Amen. Because they believed in Jesus Christ, that city still is there. See, but Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, Jesus cursed them because they refused to accept the word. Amen. And now look, Capernaum. It was in this place that there was in that synagogue, that great synagogue of Capernaum, there was a demon seated in that synagogue with a evil spirit. All these years, he was there. Amen. Until when Jesus went there, before that spirit, now he started what? Shaking. They never knew it. When he saw Jesus, say, I know you, I know you, I know you. Is it time that you have come to the... Let's read something from Mark. Let's see, let's read it from Mark. Amen. Mark 21. So great things were done in Capernaum, my brother, my sister. Mighty things. Mark 1. 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straight away on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished. Look at this. The people of Capernaum said they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Amen. He taught not like the scribes. Oh, praise the Lord. And it is happening today also. You see. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Oh my, praise the Lord. Even the devils, they recognize him. Amen. That's, brother, this is a challenge to you and me. See? Demons even recognize and praise his name. Look at the way how he raised his name, said, "Thou art what? Thou art the Holy One of God." Yeah. Amen. You see. Go on, 25. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Amen. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Mm-hmm. And they were all amazed. In Capernaum, all these things were being done. They were amazed so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And their mind could not go back to the prophet's words about the Messiah coming in their midst. Amen. See? All these things were done in Capernaum. It was in Capernaum that a centurion servant was healed. It was done in Capernaum. It was in Capernaum. Jesus preached. He taught about what? The bread of life. One of the greatest sermons. The bread of life. That was in Capernaum. Great things were done. But my brother, they could not bring themselves to remembrance of the things that the old apostles have what? Spoken. So they missed it. Amen. They missed it. So it's always, my brother, good for us to always bring ourselves to remembrance and look back what grace has done for us. And then we'll be able to offer, as our brother, precious brother, is teaching about worship. We'll do the right worship. Amen. The right sacrifices and offerings unto him. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, there was a message went forth in Noah's day that was the absolute to the real believer, a type post. I'm reading from the absolute preaching Shreveport, an absolute. Preaching Shreveport, 1963. So there is a message went forth in Noah's day that was the absolute to the real believer, a type post. And your message, now he's speaking to us, your message is going forth today. Amen. Calling people to the cross. See? Come unto me, all ye that labor, our second reading, and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Amen. A heaven of rest. Do you know the meaning of heaven? Heaven, when you look at it in the dictionary, it will tell you a safety place. Amen. A safety place, heaven, a safety place. And the dictionary goes on to talk about the harbor, a harbor, praise the Lord. And it's very, very great to use the harbor tonight as a haven. Amen. Because the natural things, type up to the spiritual things. But let us read something here from the Message Book Absolute, paragraph 30. It said, in the day that we are living in now, and everything is breaking up so fragile and carried away. Fragile, that's something that is broken, easily can break. Amen. And what thing is that? A glass or an egg can break easily. So when normally glasses are being transported, you know, they've written, they write on the box fragile items, you see. That now everything is breaking up, so fragile and carried away. I think that this message would be a very appropriate thing. Amen. See? Everything is breaking up. Everything looks so fragile. And so this message would be a very appropriate thing, especially to Christians, when they are going through their deep waters now. Amen. This message, yes, is very true, my brother. This is a message, if you have it. If you don't have anything even in your pocket, my brother, my sister, you don't bother. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You don't have even something to eat, you don't bother. Praise God. We've heard many testimonies here. The other day when Brother Wilmore was giving testimonies here, I was just saying, oh, because I had read this message so already, and so I said, yes, sir, praise God. It is only this message that when you hold on to it, my brother, all this world's circumstances, they will come, they can never separate you from the love of God. Amen. Your situation, someone in the world will be in that same situation. My brother, the next thing, maybe you'll be thinking of suicide. So the prophet said, I think that this message will be a very appropriate thing, especially to Christians when they are going through their deep waters now. The Christian church is passing through the deepest water it had for the last 2,000 years. Amen. Because we are coming to a spot to where there is something presented to the Christianity. Something they have to make a decision on. Amen. Amen. The last 2,000 years, the church, how it has traveled, my brother. It needs only one thing that can take you through. And that's what the prophet is saying. So we are coming to a spot where there is something is presented to Christianity. Something they have to make a decision on. And we have it, my brother, my sister, the message of the hour. And I think that the Christian church ought to have something that they know that they are tied to. You must have something that you are tied to. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. When you are tied to something, no matter. Oh, praise the Lord. So as I was saying, we are coming. We are going to look at Habakkuk. My sister, give me yes. That's the dark cleats. Amen. If you have been to the Habakkuk before, you see that. You see this thing? That's the cleats. Amen. When a ship anchors or comes to the harbor, a rope from the ship is what? Sent, and then they put it on the neck of the cleat. Amen. And so no matter, the waves that will be blowing can never send this ship back to what? back to the high seas. It stays at the harbor. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, a story goes like this. During the old times, there was one song I so much love. Amen. That song is, the title is, Jesus is the Lighthouse. It was sung by the Heritage somewhere in 1976. And during the 80s, it was so popular. Amen. And I love that song. Praise the Lord. I think you all know it. Where in the chorus says, and I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. For Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks of sin, he has shown a light around me that I could clearly see. For it has risen for the lighthouse. Tell me where the ship would be. Amen. Amen. See, the song tells a story about a man in the high seas, in the night. The waves had risen so high, and he was about to give up. Then he saw a flash. Oh, praise the Lord. He saw what? A lighthouse. Amen. And that lighthouse, that light shows what? It represents Christ, because that the lighthouse is what? Christ. And so in that darkness, in that waves, in that deep seas, he saw that light. Amen. We are talking about how grace brought us to where we are. Amen. We were in the deep seas of darkness, of water, of the oceans. Then we saw the light, Christ. And so when he saw the light, then he knew that there was a place of safety. Because always where there is a lighthouse, there is a harbor. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a place of safety. And so that gives him the courage now to go looking, nothingness, but looking at the light, where the light is. My brother, looking only the direction of the light. That is the way of a Christian life, my brother, my sister. Always looking. And also looking at the light, it directed him toward a safety place. Amen. A harbor. And my brother, when you have entered into the harbor, now where we are seated now, we are in the harbor. Amen. Right now where we are seated, we are in the harbor. But as you enter in the harbor, it is not over. Go back to the crate. When you enter the harbor, you have to what? This is the word. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You have to hang yourself. You have to, that's your tie, pause, the word of God. You need to tie yourself to it. Amen. Because there are still small, small waves at the harbor. That without this, it can still send this boat back into what? Into the high waters. Praise the Lord. Amen. Without it, it can send you back. The word is your typo that holds you. Amen. And so, if another boat comes, what does it do? Okay, there's no chance for it to have what? Direct reward. But you see that there are When you go there, you see one boat here, one boat here, one boat. Look, when the first boat that ties to the tie post, the next one also throws to the other what? To the other boat. The other one throws there. And so all the boats just from what? Oh, praise the Lord. So this could be your pastor. Amen. So all the church members, because he's holding on to the word, it can hold a whole chains. Amen. Praise the Lord. So my brother, as we read from, as I was reading, it said, the winds come and blow. The little, see, without this typos, that is great. The wind comes and blows the little leaf this way, and then another wind comes, and from the north wind, the south wind, the east wind, the west wind, you will never get anywhere. You are not stable. If without this, you will never be stable, my brother, my sister. You can be carried away by any wind of doctrine again. Praise God. So you will never get anywhere. You are not stable. The Christian life should be a stable life. Is that paragraph 31? You might be tied to any different thing. And it's got an end. When you tie yourself to any other thing, it has an end. Amen. But there has got to be a final tie post. There has got to be somewhere that the man got to tie for his eternal destination. Amen. Because if you are going to trust in your own works, though you have come to the harbor, amen. But if you begin to what? Trust in your own self, my brother, my sister. You'll be blown off again. Praise the Lord. You'll be carried away once again. So you've got to find the promise that, but there has got to be a final tie post. There has got to be somewhere that a man has to get to the tie post for his eternal destination. Because if you are going to trust in your own work, then your work is finished. It is done. Amen. Amen. He said, when your family is taken away, it's over. Praise the Lord. So that's what we are supposed, praise the Lord, that we have to bring all these things in remembrance. That once we were lost in those high seas, that's where we were. Amen. Then we saw that lighthouse. Saw Christ just flashing, come, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? Rest. Praise the Lord. And it was flashing. And we heeded to it. We've come to the harbor. But that is not the end, my brother. We've come to the harbor. We need to find the final tie post. That is going to lead us to our final destination. And our tie post, the final tie post, is the word. The message that has been given to you in your time. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let me read that's a song. You just listen to the words. So there is a lighthouse on the hillside. Amen. And in fact, from that time, you know, my email, the icon is a lighthouse on the hillside. And I've since 2000, that's what. One time, the Google said, will I change my, they say, huh? Change my what? That's what? You don't understand what it means. Amen. what it means to me. Praise the Lord. See, there is a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life seas. When I am tossed, it sends out a light. This a light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us over. If it wasn't the lighthouse, where would my sheep would have been? Amen. Then the second verse, is so sad. He said, you have everybody that lives around us say, tear that lighthouse down. Now, people were complaining, tear that lighthouse down. The big ship don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing around. Then my mind, praise the Lord. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night. You see, why the people don't value the lighthouse? But this man, because he has gotten an experience with that lighthouse, my brother, my sister, amen. He had gotten an experience with this lighthouse. Whereas all the people, there's no use of it, let's break it down. So then my mind goes back to that stormy night. Amen. Remembrance. Where he was one time. Amen. Where he was one time, my brother, we got to bring ourselves all the time to remembrance of where we were before. And when we now and see where we are now, my brother, that will help you to give the right worship, the right offering, the right sacrifice unto your God. Amen. He said, then my mind goes back to that stormy night. When just in time I saw the light. Just in time I saw the light. Because he nearly gave up. Yes, the light from the old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And then he sang that song, that chorus. I thank God for that lighthouse. I owe my life to him. For Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks of sin, he has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship would have been? Amen. He remembered. Because he had an experience with that lighthouse. My brother, if you have had that true experience with Christ, no matter what this world will say about this message, amen. You know the experience that you have had with him, and you stand, praise the Lord. You stand no matter what happens, what you go through. As always, we'll be reading from what will separate us from the love of God? What can separate you from the love of God? Amen. Because you've had what? A true experience with him, that lighthouse. Praise the Lord. So we have a heaven of rest. Amen. A heaven of rest. That's where we are. Amen. A safety place. A harbor. But my brother, as the prophet said, you need to find the final tie post. Amen. Tie post, that word will lead you onto your final destination. Praise the Lord. May the musicians come as we sing the Haven of Rest. Let's sing the song Haven of Rest. Let's see the cross first. Uncle. Oh, okay. Let's see. Let's start from the beginning. Myself, my soul in sad exile was out on life's seas. Amen. I think that's it. Amen. My soul in sad exile was out of life's seas, so burdened with sin, distress, till I have heard sweet voice sing, make me your choice. I enter the heaven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep through the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his standard grace, completely in the hold of the world. My fetters fell off and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. Oh, I've anchored my soul. Till the wild seas no more. The tempest will sweep through the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story.
Safe and the
chorus one more.
Anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the white sea. May sweep the wide storm we see. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Amen. Give me the second verse. This is the second verse. Amen. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking a hold of the word. Amen. The second verse. Let's look at it. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word, my fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. Let's bow down our heads, and this evening, bring yourself to remembrance of where you were and where you are now. And give him the right worship. Say, Lord, keep me in remembrance always of where I came from, so that it will humble me. It will always make me to appreciate you, Lord. To give you unbridled thanksgiving. Something the Lord Jesus will always be appreciated in your presence, Lord. That I can worship you in the spirit and in truth. Help me, Lord. I want to remember all these things, Lord, all the time in my life. And as, Lord, you have brought me to this place, this haven of rest, that is not the end of it. I want to be anchored. I want to be tied to the word. Nothing but the word of God. Lord, help me. That I'm not carried away back onto the high seas. As we call our precious brother Wilmo to come and close us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much, oh God. How you are so faithful to come and to meet with your children. Father, even this Wednesday night, Lord, though there be few in number, yet, Lord, you have come and you have given us your word. How thankful we are for that harbor, Lord. Oh, God, when we would remember the days when we sailed on the wild seas, oh, God, and that our lives, Lord, were tossed to and from. And Father, many that were around us made shipwreck. Amen. Yet, Father, you were so merciful unto us, O God. You shine the light just in time. Lord, O God, if it wasn't for that light, we could have also made shipwreck many, many years ago. But by your grace, O Father, you shine the light in our lives. And Father, we sin, Lord, the lighthouse. And our sails, Lord, went towards it, oh Father. Amen. And you brought us into the safety of the harbor. Amen. Lord, and here we are, Lord, having found an anchor, a true anchor of the word of God. Yes, you have held us stable in this harbor, oh God. Amen. And we have seen many also that have come into this harbor. Yet, Lord, they never, Lord, oh God, put the rope on the cleat. And they were pushed out by strange doctrines. Yes.
They were taken back to the wild seas, Lord, and we never heard of them anymore. Yet, Father, you have been merciful, Lord, unto us, Lord, to keep us holding to that standard of the cleat, Lord. Hell holding us, Father. Oh, God, no matter the waves that have beat against the boat, yet, Lord, the anchor is holding.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord, that you will bring us through, Lord, to the place, Lord, where there's no waves. We know, Lord, that you are holding us, oh God.
Amen.
For when we hear of the testimony of our brother Maxwell, how you have held him in that harbor way back before many of us were born, and you are still holding him.
Amen.
How, Father, you have held our pastor, Lord, in that safety, Lord, way back in the 1980s, before many of us were born, yet you are still holding him strong.
Amen.
Father, how thankful we are, Lord, to know that the anchor that is holding us is strong to keep us to the very end. May it be so, Lord, that none of the people that are here tonight would let go of that anchor.
Yes,
Lord,
sir.
Let them not let go, but hold fast to it, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we love you, oh Lord. We are so thankful for that lighthouse. Lord, may it ever be a standard. May it ever, oh God, shine that light to the many, oh God, that are passing by.
Mm.
Be merciful now, Lord, even as we leave this place, Lord. Let it not be that we will leave the harbor, but in our souls, may we continue to hold to the anchor, Lord.
Yes,
that,
Lord,
Father,
Lord,
when we come back on Friday, when we come back on Sunday, let it always be continually that our souls are anchored in the word of God. Bless our brother Maxwell. Lord, I pray your blessing upon him, that you would continue to use him, oh God.
Amen.
May you strengthen him,
thank
Father.
You,
may you provide strength unto him, oh God.
Yes,
and we pray, Lord, committing our musicians, Lord, into your hands tonight that
yes.
have stood in the place, Lord,
oh,
and
hallelujah.
Done a wonderful, wonderful
Amen.
Job. May
Amen.
You bless them, oh God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It be a sign of the many good things to come.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may it never be the same Wednesday, but may it grow from higher to a higher to a higher ground
yes,
until
Lord.
We give such worship, Lord, that you bring you down continually every time that we meet. Bless us now, Father, as we depart. We commit our brethren that were not here into your hands. Lord, I pray that you would also give them a portion of what we have received tonight,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
Bless our brother David, who was not well, Lord.
Mm.
How we miss him, and we commit him into your hands.
Amen.
That, Lord, you would strengthen our brother and bring him back into the post of duty.
Yes,
any
Lord.
Other person, Lord, that may not be well tonight, Lord, may you touch them and heal them, oh God, until we meet again. Lord, we commit ourselves to you, and we ask that this word may anchor in our hearts, Lord,
Amen.
That it depart not, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 God bless you, bless you, brother.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, we thank the Lord. Yeah. Give us the closest song.
The anchor holds. The sheep is bound, the anchor holds, the sails out home. I am falling on my knees as I fail. Spite of the storm, the anchor holds. The anchor holds. The ship is battered. The anchor holds. The sails out. The anchor holds. anchor holds. Holds, expires.